Luch im Aleph, Kapitel Ches. Ja. Posig Zayin. Das Posig, was wir HaKohanim, Saron, Bris HaShem, and Mekomo. The Kohanim had brought in the Oron into its place. El Gvir HaBayis, El Kodesh HaKodosh.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, El Kachas Kante HaKruvim, under the wings of the Kruvim. Now these Kruvim were not the Kruvim which were on the Oron. Oron itself, on the Kapos, there were Kruvim. These are the ones that were made by Moshe Rabbeinu. But then there were the big Kruvim, which Shlomo HaMelech has made. These Kruvim, a tremendous Kruvim, standing on their feet. Any problem?
No. So
standing on their feet, so under the wings of the Kruvim. Now it says, Ki HaKruvim Posim Knofayim in Mokam Ho'oram. The Kruvim spread their wings to the upon the place of the Or, over the Or. Vayusovu HaKruvim Al Ho'oram. Vayusovu HaKruvim Al Ho'oram. Sovu comes from Sukkot. And they covered, the Kruvim covered over the Oron, Al Badov, and upon his Badov means the poles of the Oron, Milimola from above. Now what does that Posek want to say? Now the Posek should have stopped, Al Kachas Kanta Kruvim, there were Kruvim, and under the Kruvim, the Oron was born. Then he says, why? Ki HaKruvim, they spread the Knofayim, their wings, El Mokam Oron, over the place of the Oron, and they covered, the Kruvim covered upon the Oron, Val Badov, and over the poles of the Oron. Of course, if they cover over the Oron, they cover over the poles of the Oron. Milamola above. Now that's apparently completely unnecessary. Completely, what does that person want to teach us? So the Malbim says that there's a Masa Nisim, a Nisim. Which means like this. The Oron was put in the place in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadosh. And the Kruvim, before the Oron was there, the Kruvim already had spread their wings were spread. I mean, that's the way they stood there. The wings were spread high above. So they brought the Oron underneath. Now, once the Oron was underneath, the Malbim says, was a nace. That the Kruvim spread the wings differently. That the Oron, for instance, this is the Oron, and they are the body. These are the poles of the Oron. Now the Kruvim had only spread their wings over the Oron. Now the Kruvim was spreading their wings, let's say, forward, so that they also covered the body of the Oron, which is Masenis. So in other words, Moses wants to tell us a nace. We're not entirely entirely clear actually the nace was. It says that sometimes we learn from a posuk, sometimes the Kruvim were facing towards the out exit, sometimes the Kruvim were facing towards each other. Now according to Malam, this is a nace, and especially we take it together with what we have now in the next posuk, then we understand what the nace was and why the badim are being mentioned. Yeah, he says, Vayarichu habadim. The Vayarichu the badim became lengthened. The poles of the Oron became lengthened. Vayarichu habadim. Vayarohu, they became visible. Rosh habadim, the ends, or the beginnings of the badim, min hakodesh, already when you stand inside the kodesh, in the heichal, al penei hatvia, at the face of the Devir, below Yeroa Chutzo, and they were not visible outside. Vayu Shomat Hayom Hazeh. Now, this posuk is a very strange posuk. Vayarichu Abadim means the Badim were lengthened. Now, how can the Badim be lengthened? The Badim were ten Amos, that says in the Torah. That's the way four people used to carry the Oron and the Badim. antenna. Now Mishkan, which Moshe Rabbeinu made, the Kodesh HaKadoshim was then up. So it was the body built on the whole length of the. However, here it was 20 amos. So when the poles are 10 amos themselves, and the oil stands in the middle, then how can the tops at the ends of the body be visible in the Kodesh HaKadosh? They cannot be visible because they don't reach to the very end of the Kodesh HaKadosh. So there are three explanations. One is the Ravak, who says they made new poles. They made new poles which were reaching further. Vayirichu means they lengthened the poles. Vayirichu made one additional poles and lengthened the poles. But it's only the Ravak. The Malbim says was a neis. This again goes together with the Malbim's bear. The Badim, which were only 10 amos. They lengthened so that they were came all the way to the very entrance of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Pineis. And when they lengthened, then the Kruvim also turned their wings to over the body. The wings were the Kruvim were standing in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, had spread their wings al mokam oran, but once the oran was brought in, then the wings were lengthened, the wings were spread in the direction forward, so that they actually covered the oran and the prolonged the poles of the oran. So this is the marvelous pair. However, the Radak says something else. It says, when the oran was standing, let's say the oran was normal oran, the Moshe Rabbeinu. When the poles, the badim were put into it, they were symmetrically put in. In other words, there was just as much of the badim in the back of the oran as in the front of the oran. What they were doing, they were pulling the badim all the way to the very end. The very end, because they were not needed anymore. The whole purpose was the badim, the oran was carried. From one place, there were Mishkan in the midbar, they were carried. After this to Gilgal, and then to Shila, and from Shila to Nov, and from Nov to Givon, from Givon to the place where David HaMelech made the Beis HaYiris. Eventually, was carried in the Beis HaMikdash. This is where it's supposed to stay forever, so they didn't need the poles anymore. But on the other hand, the Torah says that the poles should not be removed from the altar. So they pulled them all the way to the very end, so that the ends of the poles were reaching. It was reaching the Pesach of the Kodesh HaKadosh. Now here's something else. So this explains the posuk Vayaricha Abadim, Vayero, and became visible Rosh Abadim, the ends of the Abadim, Min HaKodesh. Even if you are in the Kodesh, not in the Kodesh HaKadosh, it could be seen Al Pnei Hatvia. When then it says Lo Yero Achutz, and they cannot be seen. I would not be seen out. But if they come all the way to the end, you stand here. This is the Kodesh HaKadosh. Here's the Kodesh. And the poles come all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Now I stand the Kodesh. I can see them. But it says they were visible, and then they were not visible. Here the Gemara explains there was a parochus. So far we have nothing heard about a parochus. We only heard the parochus. It was not mentioned here altogether. We have only heard the episode. There's a door. There's a door. We heard about the doors.
But this Amat Hatraksin, the wall was...
Amat Hatraksin now is only a small piece of Vorsprung on this side and on that side. But in between, there was an Amat Hatraksin, one Amat, which separated the Kodesh HaKadoshim from Kodesh.
Yeah.
But only a small bit, but all this was open. Here were doors. We learned about the doors, how they made, how beautiful they made. These were doors. Here were doors. But the doors were open. Those were open. And so you could actually look into the Kodesh HaKadosh, which is not the case. Although it doesn't say so, but the Gemara explains to Yoma that it was like this. There was indeed a parochus. Because you need the parochus for Hazoyah. was hat, they have to spritz the Adam and Yom Kippur ala parochus. She needed for, but there was a parochus. That's not necessary. That belongs to the Klei HaMishkan. There certainly was a parochus. So it was like this. The doors were never closed of the Kodesh HaKadosh. There were doors, but they were never closed. They're always open. Because you couldn't close them. Why? The Badim went all the way up to the parochus. In fact, they were visible. It says, "Kemot dadei ho'isha," like a woman's dadim. You see from outside, from the she has a blouse on, but you still see that they are dadim. Here, the parochus was hanging, separated between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh. Right there where the Amotraksim was. That's right between there. There was a parochus. The badim reached all the way to the parochus, and a little bit further, so that you could see. They were not visible, because it was Kodesh HaKadosh, they were not visible. But you could see that they were there, because from the Kodesh you could see them protruding. The ends of it were protruding in the parochus. It was a little bit. So that means Kemodadi Isha. You know that you can see they're there, right behind. So this explains the pasuk, and it's perfect. The badim were prolonged, pulled out. That's the way the attack. That seems the simple pshat. But the rosh abadim were visible min hakodesh avneyat mir. That means right when the tvir is the amotrak, right at the face of the tvir. Below yeroi achutzah, but they could not be visible because of a parochus which was there. Although, of course, it's hard to understand why is the parochus not mentioned. Why is the parochus not mentioned? Because this is not the new parochus which Shlomo HaMelech made. Probably the old parochus of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's not mentioned. Now what means they were there until this day? Now the Mitzvah Stovit, and so forth, the simple pshat, and this is the Shita from Rabbi Yehuda, and in the Sefer Yoma, that the Oron was Nignas, that means in the time of Yoshiyahu. Now Yirmiyahu writes the Sefer Melachim, and Yirmiyahu lived, of course, after Yoshiyahu, but he must have been a contemporary. So he says Ata Yom Hazeh means until this day, when Yoshiyahu was the Gaonus the Ohr. And yet that means Ata Yom Hazeh. And that means in the action, so says the Mitzudas, Action Nignas, of Oron, Yimei Yoshiyo. And we have a Machlok symbol of Basta, whether the, we have a Machlokas, whether the Oron actually was in the Beis HaMikdash, remained in the Beis HaMikdash, or was taken to Bobet. I mean, not in Bavasa, that's Gemara in Yom. Bavasa, we have a different Bavasa. In Gemara in Yom, there's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Yochoi, say that the Oron was carried by Nebuchadnezzar to Bavasa. This is why so many, then it was somewhere buried in Bavasa. And it's still in Bavasa. And this is why so many people refuse to go back from Bavasa to Eretz Yisrael, because the Oron was there. This is why we say the Shechina went to Bavasa. And this is why this is all Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Yochoi. This is why the language of Bava became the language of the Jewish people. And this is why the Talmud with Bava was made in Bava, and so on. And for 1,000 years, the Torah was flourishing in Bava. And there's a person in end of Ksuvah's one opinion that is also, it's to leave Bava and go to Eretz Yisrael. If you live in any other country, it's a mitzvah that they go to Eretz Yisrael. other country it's a mitzvah that they go to Eretz Yisrael. But Bovelu Yovo Shomu Yir. There shall be in Bovel, come and shall be there. So many people, because the Oren was in Bovel. The Shekhinah went to Bovel, the Oren was in Bovel. That's why you had Nevi'im in Bovel. You had the Nevi'im in Bovel. Cheskel was in Bovel, and there's the Novi, and so was Daniel was in Bovel. So that's because of Oren. Then there's Rabbi Yehuda, who says the Oren never went to Bovel. The Oren never went to Bovel. That was an Oren, which was an Oren, one Oren was there. But that was not the Oren. It means like this. In Yeshaya Hanovi's time, Yoshio HaMelech's time, Yoshio, we learned already from HaMelech, predicted that maybe a Tukum, and he made underground tunnels and walls. So at the time of Yoshio, all the real clay and Mishkan were put under the ground, including the Oren. So when I say At Hayom Hazeh, means both until the day the Oran was Nignas, but it means that the poles and the Oran were still there. They're still there, but only many feet underground. And they're still there. Now, whatever it means, we don't know. It becomes not clear before Mashiach comes. They open someplace, but we do not know where it is. Now, and then it says, Ein ba'oran, rak shnei duchas avonim. In the Oran was nothing but the two stone tablets, sheniach shom Moshe b'chorev, which Moshe had put into the Oran in Ha'achorev. When the Mishkan was made, and there, Moshe Rabbeinu took those two stone tablets and put them into the Oren. Hashakoras Hashem in Bnei Yisroel, it says in Eretz Mitzrayim. That said, and you have to interpolate here a certain few words. The words are in the Targum, which means the Luchas Avonim, which Moshe put the Chorev, upon which were written the Aseres HaDibros, Hashakoras Hashem in Bnei Yisroel, which was the Bris, which the Hashem made with Bnei Yisrael. So in the Targum it says here, look, and we have a Targum there, Shaniyah Shem Moshe B'chorev, Di Aleha on Tziven Asko Pisgomo de Kayomo, upon which were written the 10 words of the covenant, Ashakoras Hashem Bnei Yisrael, it says in Eretz Mitzrayim. I mean, this is be understood. That's, we call it mikra kotzer, a short posit, but the meaning is clear. That means they're called the Aseres HaDibros are called Luchas HaBris, because they constitute the Bris which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in Bnei Yisrael, it says in Eretz Mitzrayim. Nothing was in the Oren. The difficulty is that we do not have the construction Ein Be'oran Rak. We don't have that. I mean, in Lashon HaKodesh, the Malbim calls attention to it. The construction would be Ein Be'oran Ki Im Shnei Luchas HaKodesh. Rak, we don't have that. Because that we call it's a two mute. Ein Be'oran, in Oran there was nothing, Ki Im. We have that many times, the word Ein Ki Im. But Rak means there was nothing else but. And Ein also means nothing else but. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Miyut Acha Miyut, and Miyut Acha Miyut, Eilu L'Rabbos. So if I say, there was nothing else, and again I say there was nothing else, then it means there was really, yes, something. Because there was nothing else, and there was nothing else. So there must have been something, yes. Because you take the Miyut, the one miyut is mamayit from the other miyut. So there was a machlokes in the book of Moses, in the book of Basra, Sefer Torah, Shemunach Be'oran, Dibra B'meir. Sefer Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah before his death. He gave it over the Kohen and Levim. He said he shall put it in the Aron HaBris. So the Sefer Torah was also in the Aron HaKodesh. Says Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, L'korach es Sefer HaTorah Asos, v'samtem also mitzat Aron HaBris. He doesn't say the Torah Aron HaBris, but mitzat. That means on the side of the Aron HaBris. Mitzat humunach v'lo betocho. It was not inside the Oren, on the side. So how was it? They made a port right next to the Oren, and they put the Oren at the Sefer Torah right next to the Oren. It sat the Oren up. They have here machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Yeah, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Meir says there was an Oren HaTorah. Ein b'Oren means the Oren, the Sefer Torah was inside, Rav Yehuda said outside. Now in that case, if the Sefer Torah was outside, so why does it say Ein b'Oren Rak? What is the Miyad, Achamiyad, what is that matter? So the Rav Yehuda says it's Shivre Luchos Shemunochem Oren. The broken Luchos, which Moshe Rabbeinu broke, all the splinters Moshe Rabbeinu collected, he put them into the roof, into the Oren. So this is the machlokes. However, there the Radak says, like in Mikro Yotzim in Epishuta, when it says in the Oren there was nothing else but, so it means actually the Torah must say not, the double Mir means not the Sefer Torah.
Not the Sefer Torah and not the Shivrei Luchos. However, we can't say that the Radak is arguing on the Gemara. Therefore, we can explain it as follows.
It could very well be that the Oren itself contained nothing but the Oren of Heaven. But there was another Oren. That's the Oren that they used to take out for the Plishtim, they took out in warfare. This Oren contained the Shivrei Luchos, and may also have contained the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, this Oren was put in the downstairs. That means it was, and it's still Atayom HaZeh, it's still there. The Oren HaKodesh is still there. But there was another Oren. Well, there was the Oren, the Sefer Torah, and the Shivrei Luchos. That's the Oren that brought the Provil. This is explained by Mechim Kiyoha HaKohen. He says, Sefer HaTorah Motzosi. He found the Sefer HaTorah. Where did he find it? He didn't open up the Oren HaKodesh. Kiyoha HaKohen had the right to open up the Oren HaKodesh. He found the Sefer Torah in another Oren. That's the Sefer Torah that explains very simply. It could very well be, of course we do not know. It could very well be that there's a machlokas is on the other Oren which was brought to Bover. Whether that contained Shivrei Luchos and Sefer Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, that may have been brought in Bovel or not brought in Bovel. That's a machlokas about this. But the Oren HaKodesh with the Shnei Luchos was hidden in the time Yeshiyo, was first in the Beis HaMikdash, and then on top, and then was underneath the Oren HaKodesh, the Mokom HaMikdash, underneath the Mokom Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the underground vaults. And there, it is still Adon Yom HaZeh waiting for the Yemos HaMashiach.
The money?
All these things probably were also hidden. Yeah, we learned that already. Sensenes Haman, Matah Shel Aaron, and the tribute which the Plishtim sent, the gold mice, and so which the Plishtim sent, all this was hidden together with them. Now it says, Vahi Betzeis HaKoni Min HaKoni. So far, this was all man's work, although we have here, according to the Malbim, certain nisim that have happened. There's another nace which is not mentioned in Mishtanach either, but Harum tells us that the entrance to the Kodesh HaKodoshim was not wide enough to allow the Oren to go through. The nace happened that the entrance allowed the Oren to go through. Now, Vahi Betzeis HaKohanim in HaKodesh, as soon as the Kohanim had gone out of the Kodesh HaKodoshim. The Kodesh HaKodoshim, how were they permitted to go in the Kodesh HaKodoshim in the first place? because it didn't have the Kedusha as yet of Kodesh HaKadosh. As long as it was in the process of building and furnishing the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim could go into it, and they brought in the Oron, placed it in its place, and then they left. In the same second when they left, the Kedusha of Kodesh HaKadosh came upon it, and it came upon it in a visible way. It was Onon Moleth Beis Hashem. The Onon, a cloud, filled the Beis Hashem. This was something that did not happen in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was the Onon was over the Beis Hashem. But here the Onon was, all of a sudden there was a cloud inside of the Beis HaMikdash. Vayochlu Hakonim Lamod Shoros Bnei Onon. Not only was the Onon in the Kodesh HaKadosh, but the Onon spread into the Kodesh, and the Kohen had to leave the Heichal. They couldn't do any avod, the Shores. They couldn't do the avod of Bnei Onon. Kimole, quote, Hashem is Beis Hashem. The glory of Hashem filled the Beis Hashem. Now, that means to fill the doors. I mean, outside, in Azor, there was no cloud. That's where Shlomo HaMelech stood, and the people stood. But the Kohen had to leave. Now, which means, what do the Kohanim have to do in the Heichal? They have to bring the Ketores, they have to light the menorah. But this was probably done already, so it's just. But they couldn't go in, probably only temporarily, because the Kohanim have to go in the evening and the morning for Ketores inside the Kodesh. So it means at this moment of the dedication, they couldn't even go to vote Hashem and fill them. Now, the Malbim wants to make a distinction between Kvot Hashem and Onon, that the cloud and Kvot Hashem is a fire inside the cloud. Because we find, by the way, in Har Sinai, it says Kvot Hashem Niro Be'onon, that the Kvot is a fire, and it says Mare Kvot Hashem Ke'esh Achilles. So the Kvod Hashem is manifested by a fire, and it's surrounded by a cloud. Now we don't know anything about this in Yonim. It means, we call that Gilui Hashchin. The Shechina is the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always present. But we don't see it, we don't find it. I mean, he's present, he's every place. But we have no manifestation of his presence. Gilui means the covers are taken off, and there is a manifestation of the presence of this. The same is Vayered Hashem Be'ono. That means Hashem is every place. It doesn't come down on. But you see, an Onon is coming down from the sky, coming all the way down to Har Sinai. Vayered Hashem Be'ono means here is a manifestation. Hashem is both is there. We always bring the Moshe of a Habibin, Kodesh Lachol. For instance, if you bring here a radio, you turn it on, all of a sudden you have music here. Bring a television, that says you have pictures there, people out there. So where were the people before you turned on the box? Where's the music? So there's a beautiful concert, and it's right here. When you turn it on, you hear it. And where's the concert? The music must be right here. Of course it's here. The radio waves, they are right here. They go through the walls, they're every place, except here we have no manifestation of it. By turning it on, all of a sudden you see something that you see all the time. Gilu Shechina, Shechina is there all the time, except we have no manifestation. All of a sudden, you see the manifestation in a small area. All of a sudden, here's an Onan, here's a Kvod Hashem. The half of Eilat Ba'omim is the same thing. There's a big orchestra, 100 people, they're playing music somewhere 500 miles away from here. And here's a little box, and you just turn it up, and all of a sudden, you hear the same music. So it's in a small area, and you hear it, but that was there all the time. Except you have no way of seeing it, hearing it, and so on. So the half ben kodesh lachol, this is a Indian of shkinu shkin. Once Shlomo HaMelech saw the kovet Hashem which filled the base Hashem Oz Oma Shlomo, so Shlomo says, Oh Hashem Oma Lishkon Bo Arofel. Hashem has said to, he said Lishkon to dwell in a thick cloud. Now where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say that? Lishkon Bo Arofel. Hinni Bo Elecho Ba'ah Be'onon. He says this is a manifestation. It says, Kibonon Eroe Elakapor. We always find that when the cloud appears, that is a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifesting his presence. He says, he has already said many times before that he wants to dwell inside, he dwells in a cloud, which means here is a manifestation of his presence. This is Kibbutz Shekhinah. So once the cloud came, it looked like there is a fire inside this image. See, fire, clouds, and so he says, there's no fire, there's no, no. This is the appearance of the Shekhinah. Hashem said, Lishkan Rabu. Now he begins to talk, since the Shekhinah is there, he talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Bonau Bonisi Beis Zvul Lo. I have built, indeed, I built a house of dwelling for you. Mochal Shivtcho Alomim. It is established for your dwelling for all eternity, forever. Now, this is what Shlomo HaMelech said in the direction of that cloud, turning to the Kodesh, to the Heichal, direction of the cloud, calling out these two sentences. Hashem Oma Lishkan Ba'arofel Bonau V'nisi Bei Zavula. Now Zavul means habitation. No question, because we do find Zavul on this call by Leo. And so, because it is Hapam is Beleini Ishi. My husband will make his habitation with me. We will live with me. So Zavul, then we find that one of the heavens, one of the seven heavens, is called Zavul. Zavul means the heavens. It means habitation. And the Gemara brings Hagiga, what is the seventh heaven? What is the Zavul is the fourth of the seven heavens. This is called, is the place where there is Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'ala. It means just that there's a Bishamikdash Shalmato, there's a spiritual Bishamikdash Shalmato. So when it says Mohan, and Mohan is related to the word Cain, which means foundation. Mohan means establishment. Mohan, the sheep from the Harum say, Machuban. Machuban means Bishamikdash Shalmato is Machuban to Bishamikdash Shalmato. The whole Bishamikdash made out of stone and gold and marble, the marble, and all everything. All these things are symbolic expressions of something which exists in the Malah Bashamayim for the habitation of the neshamas. We have no knowledge of what happens to the neshama when we talk about neshama and Gan Eden and so on. Now, we still don't know because, there is a It, whatever is there physically, you have a Kodesh HaKadosh, the Mokum HaShechina, and you have the Heichal. For instance, says that Gabriel is sacrificing the Malach Mitzvah. Malach is sacrificing the Neshama of a Tzaddik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Mizbeach. They say like this, every time a person is has a strong temptation, Yetzer HaMah, and he overcomes the Yetzirah, and doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu conquers his own Yetzirah. At this moment, his neshama is being brought as a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know any of these things. We do know that the Malachim sing Kedusha, and we say Mekadosh Shimcha Ba'olam, we sing Shiro B'Zimro, Unz Berum Olam. All these things are just words to us, beautiful words. We say them every morning. We put them in Kabbalah name, Omar Shemaim, Zemu Zemu, 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 But it means that's the Bris HaMikdash Shel Mata. The Bris HaMikdash Shel Mata is mechuvan. That means symbolically the expression of the Bris HaMikdash Shel Mata. It says Kol Ma'ash Yesh L'mata Yesh L'mata. The Mata is kruvim. The Mata is kruvim omnim. It says there's a whole medrash. It says all the expressions you find in the Mikdash, you find similar expression connection with the Malach. So the Alshech explains the word Bona Benisi means have built a double building. Bona Benisi have built the Mikdash on Mata, but at the same time by building the Mikdash on Mata have built up this Mikdash on Mala. Bona Benisi base Vuloch Mochon. It's supposed to be a basic establishment for your dwelling, Olomim, forever. But Olomim also means walls, in higher walls. So Alshech explains something very interesting. He says, at the moment when the Am Yisrael comes to Bais HaMikdash, there are, of course, in the Bais HaMikdash Shel Mata, these are human beings, right, of flesh and blood, that at the same time, they are connected with the Bais HaMikdash Shel Mata. The Bais HaMikdash, that explains the Neis, Omdim Tzufufim, Mishtachavim Ravoh. That there are no limitations of space. That everybody could be there. So many people at the same time, and there is no limitation of space. And when they bow down, everybody had enough space to bow down, stretch out his hands and his feet. How is that possible? Says the Neis has to do with the concept that the Bais HaMikdash Shel Mata is actually only the surface, the outside physical surface of something that is of a different dimension. That's the Bais HaMikdash Shel Mata. So when the Nisim happen because it becomes Bais HaMikdash Shel Mata, where there are no limitations of space. So this is why the Neis happened at Omdim Spur Mishtachum Revochen. He explains also the next verse, where Yasiv HaMelech is born of, then the king turned his face around, because first he talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, born of Benisi Bezevullah, but then he turns his face around, Vayvor has called Kahal Yisrael, and he blessed the whole Kahal Yisrael, the whole Kahal Yisrael, Omeid, Alshech says, and the whole Kahal Yisrael had a chance to stand there. In other words, how is it possible? There were hundreds of thousands of people in a small space. That's the Siman, the great Neis. That's according to the answer. However, there are other perushim, simple perushim. What means Kol Kal Yisrael Omer? They were sitting, they were in seats, at the time, specifically the Azor is not seat in Yeshiva Azor. So we want to say Kol Kal Yisrael Omer, he was the only one who was sitting. Melech Shlomo, where the Dovid and Malchus based Dovid have a right to sit in the Azor. Ein Yeshiva, the Azor, Eila, Malchus is Dovid in Vat. That's called Kise Hashem. The Melech Dovid and his descendants, the Kise Hashem. So the Ralbak explains, Kol Kahal Yisrael Omeid, in contradistinction to the Melech who was sitting. Well, this is about that. However, the word omate is otherwise hard to understand, right? Because it could also mean the following. The people, this is my own parents, if you're near start, that's more simple. When the people see manifestation of the Shekhinah, they see that there's a cloud of fire, they all bow down and fall down. They fall down we see that it's understood. They all fall down. And then Shlomo HaMelech pronounces the word Bona Bona Benisi Zvon. Soon as he turns his face to the people, everybody is standing up again. Supposed to be standing. The people were standing. They were falling down. They were all on their knees. Now, since the king is talking to them, he said they're standing up, so they're all standing. That's the person of Shem. And then he starts to speak. He gives them. He gave them a bracha. Now it doesn't say what bracha he gave. gave him a bracha. He must have given him some kind of a bracha, but the bracha is not mentioned. And during the bracha, the people, well, since they raised, they stood up instead of lying down, they were standing, listened to the bracha. After the bracha, Vayoma, he said, and this is a bracha where now he makes a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what that Vayvor is a hum, that what he blessed the people, that we do not have. It could very well be, here it is again only an assumption, since it says when the Mishkan was completed, it says that after they completed the Mishkan, it says Vayam Moshe, so is Kola Sha'osa. Vayivorech also Moshe blessed them, and the Torah also doesn't tell you what he blessed them with. But Chachom tells us, he said, V'hinoam Shem Elokeinu. Could very well be, since this is just a paraphrasing the Torah, just like Moshe Rabbeinu at the completion of Mishkan did Vayivorech Hashem, it also says here, Vayasel HaMelech Hasbono Vayivorech is called Gehal Yisroel. Everybody was rising, standing up, instead of kneeling, standing up. And what was the bracha? So that Nomi doesn't have to say, because we know that already from Moshe Rabbeinu, he may have very well given them the bracha. We know Hashem Elokeinu, which is a very beautiful bracha, the fitting bracha for that great momentous event. But it doesn't have to say. What he says afterwards, Vayoma, that's not the bracha. That's a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that the Yitzchak may have learned next. Kapitel says, it's about the longest kapitel in the whole. It says here, we are posing test wolf. The last thing you learned was that the King Shlomo, at the time of the dedication of Beis HaMikdash, he turned to the people, and he gave them a brocha. It doesn't say which brocha he gave them. And the people were standing. We explained that they were falling down on their faces. And in fact, we find this later on at the end. It says when the Kvod Hashem appeared, they were falling down. So here it means they were standing up during the brocha. Now we continue Posek Tesvo Vayomer. And he said, this is not the brocha. This is a tefillah. He said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisroel, made a bracha, Hashem Elokei Yisroel, Asher Diber Befiv Es David Ovich, who has spoken with his mouth to David my father, who biyodau mile lema, and with his hand or his power, he has fulfilled what he has said, namely, as what follows. So we find an expression, he spoke with his mouth and he fulfilled with his hand. Now the meaning, simple meaning is, Shemesh Boch made a promise to David HaMelech that he would have his son Shlomo build the Beis HaMikdash, and he has fulfilled the promise. So the moshel is that if I make a promise to pay something to a person, and later on I come and have money in my hand, and I pay it out. So here the word pif and yodo means here that one would be called the promise which was made, and the other is the fulfillment. And he uses these two expressions. However, we do find that when pif, the mouthpiece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Novi. The Novi. Hence, the Mora says, Libi Lepume Lakali. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my mouth, says Hashem, has not revealed to my heart has not revealed to my mouth. So the Vilna Gaon explains that this means something that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not reveal to the Nevi'im. The Novi is called the Pe. Now here when it says, Shadiba Befif, this refers to the message of the Novi, that the northern Novi, Tovit HaMelech. When Tovit HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, we learned that, and he told him that he's not supposed to build it, but his son is supposed to build it. So that means Shadiba Befif. And now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yoda means, symbolically, I mean figuratively speaking, means he has us now in his power, he showed his power, that he fulfilled the mile, he fulfilled what he promised. Namely, quote, Min hayom asher tzeisi ami es Yisroel mi Mitzroim, from the day that I have taken out my people Yisroel from Mitzroim lo bocharti ve'ir, we call Shifti Yisroel, I have never chosen one city from all the tribes of Israel, Libnos Bais, to build a house, Lias Shmi Shom, to that my house and that my name shall be established there. I've chosen Dovid, Lios Al Ami Yisrael. That was the word which Hashem has spoken, which means as follows. We had the Gemara says, Yerushalayim la mischalke l'shvot. The city of Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the shvot. All of Eretz Yisrael was divided, and each part of Eretz belonged to one of the shvot. And this is in Yeshua. Yerushalayim originally belonged to the Yevusi, and was taken out from the Goel. Yerushalayim belonged to Kol Yisrael. Kodesh Lachol, let's say, like Washington, the capital, is a state by itself. It doesn't belong to any of these states, because the city. Here's the idea, it belongs to Kol Yisrael. Now, unifies Kol Yisrael, and that's why you say, Om Lesoy Ragleinu, Yishkid Roshalayim, Ye'ir Shechubro Lo Yachtel. It's a city where everything is joined together. Yerushalayim belonged to everybody. And no Shevet could claim, although it was between Yehuda and Yomim, but it's still, the city per se, Ir HaKodesh, belonged to nobody. Such a city, Hashem Yisbarach, has never chosen, so far, until the time of Dovid HaMelech, that the city was chosen which should unite us. Number two, there was never a king which was a uniting Kol Yisrael. Even Shaul HaMelech, there were constant fights between him and the Beis Dovid in the very beginning. In other words, a king who was recognized as king of Kol Yisrael. So he says, in order to build a Beis HaMikdash, you have to have two things. You have to have a city where the Beis HaMikdash will be built, which unifies Kol Yisrael, and he who builds it must be the Melech of Kol Yisrael. So he says, Min hayom asher tzeis es ami es Yisroel mi Mitzroim. This is why it says, es ami es Yisroel. Every Shevet belongs called ami, but es Yisroel means here the totality of all the Shvotim, where you're not dividing, we think of the whole, rather of the divisions. That have never, since Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lo Bechati Ve'ir, haven't chosen a city, Mikol Shifti Yisrael, from all the Shifti Yisrael, Livnos Bais Lishmisho, Misha, Ve'evcha B'Dovid, Lias Al Ami Yisrael. Why does it mean the Beis HaMikdash is the house where the name of Hashem is there? It means it's Beis Hashem. It has no other function. This is only Beis Hashem. Nothing Beis HaMikdash, everything is Kodesh. For instance, you can have a building. Part of it is a shul, part of it is a medrash, part of it may serve other purposes. It's a mikdash, everything is Kodesh. That means liyashmi, all the shmo is liyashmi shom. Vahi, and that was end of quote. And end of quote. Vahi im levav dovid ovi. It was with the, and once there was a Jerusalem was conquered by Dovid HaMelech, was not divided amongst the shvotim. And my father was recognized eventually after many fights that he is the king of Kol Yisrael. Vahi im levav dovid ovi, livnos bais l'shem Hashem l'kei Yisrael. Now he wanted, since he was recognized by Kol Yisrael, he wanted to build a house, Shem Hashem, who is a l'kei Yisrael, because manifested by the Beis HaMikdash for Kol Yisrael. Vayom Hashem el Dovid Dovid. Hashem spoke to my father Dovid. Yan Ashahoyo Imre Vovko, even as Basishmi. Since it was with your heart, that means you had the thought to build a house with me. Et Hivoso Yehoyo Imre Vovko. That means you have done something good, that it was with your heart. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzaref Machshava L'Maaseh. He wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash, it's considered as if you have built it. That's already, you have done, as far as you're concerned, you couldn't do more. You couldn't do more. Your kavona, to build the Ni, so many capitals in Tilim, they always talk about that he cannot give a rest to his eyes. Tilim builds a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now Heti Vauso Gehoyim Lovecha. You've done something very good. Gehoyim Lovecha. Rak Atol Asibne Habayis. But you shall not build the house. Ki im Bincho Hayotze Mechalitzecho. Must be a son that comes out of your loins. Hu Yibne Habayis Hashmi. He will build the house for my name. That's why he always repeats Dovid Ovi. Because he is the son. When we have the expression the Yotze Chalutzecho, means it comes out of your loins, is an expression which we find the first time. In a similar way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, now Yerosh Chozeh, he thought that Yishmor is going to be his son, so he says, now he will not inherit you. In Bilcho Yotze Mime'echo, Hu Yerosheh, it comes out of your inward parts. Hu Yerosheh. Minesh explains there something which I just call attention to it because it has nothing to do with it. Yotzchal Tzeh comes out of loins, the fact that the children are born through a certain process. The fact that you mention the loins, it means that he's part of you. It means the most things Uba Yerach Minot. That the Uber, an unborn child, belongs to the Yerach, is the hip portion of a woman, part of her body. And as far as the father is concerned, it's also part of his personality. It's part, that is, a son is a continuation of a father. Anybody who has a child actually doesn't die, because he and his child, that's one entity. And so only part of him dies, the other part survives. So he himself is continuing. In other words, Shlomo HaMelech building Beis HaMikdash is considered as David HaMelech is building it. It's just an extension of David HaMelech. This is that means Hayotze Mechalitzeh is mentioned for that. He's actually, it's you, David HaMelech builds it. Except the extension of David HaMelech, which is called Yotze Mechalitzeh, is called Shlomo, he's building it. And the word comes to say the Rishmi. This Rishmi starts by in the Torah already when it says V'yikoli Trumarash says Rishmi. Always Rishmi. Seems to be, I do not know whether I have not proved this yet, but Libi Homer, my heart tells me, and I hope I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'll say so publicly. The concept of that va'olam yasa odam dover shelo lishma. That means a person should do Torah mitzvahs, everything shelo lishma. And the Torah shelo lishma, for lishma. You said, never mind, you just talk to shelo lishma, and tell us shelo lishma. Eventually, from the shelo lishma, will go out to lishma. First, he learns Torah because he wants to become known as a big Talmud Chacham, and wants to have a Kohen, whatever it is. On the other hand, eventually, from them, develop lishma. Person gives a doctor because he must have his name mentioned, he's considered a rich person, generous person, whatever it is. But eventually it comes to every mitzvah is like this. He goes to shul every morning, people should say what a wonderful person he is, and whatever it is. Eventually he does it by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we have a principle, do it for Kodesh Baruch Hu. It doesn't apply to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It always says Lishmi. You have to do it right away, Lishmi. Concept that from Shalom Lishmo develops Lishmo applies to Kol HaTorah Mitzvah, not for this. The Mikdash is everything is only Lishmo. So it says V'yikra Lishmo, the money was collected Lishmo. At the time the people give money for this, give for a shul, the shul you can give Shalom Lishmo. That's why it says it's permitted to put your name on the parochas, put your name on the window. It says that's what people are doing. Mina kol Yisrael, mention especially that you can put your name on the barons. It's a shalal lishma. You like to say you're the donor. But metal shalal lishma bo lishma. Besamikdash is an exception. Besamikdash is kula lishma. Kula lishma. So that's why the Shmi. Vayokom Hashem is the Baruch. Now that was Beliba. Now Hakbiyodah Milei, and the Shmi filled it with his hand. He filled it. Vayokom Hashem is the Baruch. Yokem Hashem. He kept his word. Hashem Diber. Vokum, so I rose up. Tachas David Ovi, again Ovi. Voeshev Akisi Yisroel. First of all, I'm an extension of my father. Number two, I'm sitting on the kiseh for Kol Yisrael. Unifying Kol Yisrael. Kasha Diva Hashem, not because of my merit, it's not because I deserve it, because Hashem is born, Diva Hashem. Ebne Habayis, the Shem Hashem, again, in the Kei Yisrael. This Hamikdash is not built for my grandeur thing, that's why it was very interesting. The second Samikdash was destroyed. It was before it was destroyed, it was renovated by Hudas. Hudas. It says, Godon Yia, Baisa Achon, Yosem Narisha. Kobel the Baisa Achon would be greater than Baisa Narisha. Because so that was promised. And so the Samikdash Achon stood longer, a few years longer than Baisa Narisha. There's something else. But it was built Lishma, completely Lishma. So how can it be destroyed? First Bais, that was the Chiddush. If the Melech built it Lishma, how could it be destroyed? So only the Nevi'im talk about it, only because of the Zohar, Kira'ois, and Shalom, bring up the Zohar, and Besamikdash that destroys. Even if it was Lishma, but of the Zohar. The worship of the Zohar, Yecheskel Hanovi tells behind the doors, it had a worship of the Zohar. Yeah. However, second Samish was not Abad Zohar. It was not Abad Zohar. It was built the Shema. It was built by only the Anshi Nesak Gordon came. It was the Gorbel, Shul Kohen Godal, Ezra came later. Femi was already there. So they built the Shema, there's no question. And it was not destroyed because there was the worship of the Zohar and the Samish. That's for sure. It was destroyed because of the people were unworthy. Sinas chinam, and so forth. So how could it be destroyed? So it was renovated by Hurdes. It's called Binyan Hurdes. Hurdes built it not Lishma. He built it to make himself a big name. So then it could be destroyed. It's first done over. Now Hurdes is called Binyan Hurdes. And he made it so beautiful because he was a master builder, built all kinds of buildings. So this was not Lishma, so this is what. Now, my Ebn Hashem, Ve'osim Shom Mokom L'Ora, and I've made there a place for the Oran HaKodesh. Asher Shom Bris Hashem, the Oran and where inside of which is the Bris Hashem, Asher Koras Im Avoseinu, Ba'otziya Osem Eretz Mitzrayim. Yeah, that's the end of the Haftar of Yom, the second episode. So this is the bris which Hashem made with our forefathers. He took them out of Eretz Mitzrayim. This is the moment Hashem says, "Enoch Hashem v'kera." Am Yisrael said, "Nasa v'nishmo." This is all now immortalized in the Nudas Abris, and they are inside. And I made a place for the Oran, a special place. Now the fact that he says this. Mentioned especially, we made a place for the Oran means probably an allusion to the fact that there is a place for the Oran, even if the Samiga should not stay forever, the Oran will be there, will always be there. Vayamoch, that's the end of the declaration. After he blessed the people, he gave them a brocha, he gave them a speech. That's the end of the speech. Now comes the famous tefillah of Shlomo. Yeah? No, no. It means the place of Mikdash itself. This Mikdash itself was there was a line that the Kodesh Kedoshim belonged to Binyamin, not belonged to Binyamin, and the other part belonged to Yehuda. But Yerushalayim, the city, didn't belong to anybody. Yerushalayim didn't belong to anybody. Vayamot Shlomo lifnei Mizbech Hashem. Now here is very short. It says Shlomo stood in front of the Mizbech Hashem, neged kol Gehal Yisrael, which means here means in the presence of Gehal Yisrael. When he is misparal, of course, he turns his back to Gehal Yisrael. Turns his back. Vayifros kapov Hashemoyim, and he spread his arms to heaven. This is the way the gesture, and that's the way they used to say to him. I find that many times that this we say I say Nisa Lavavenu El Kapoyim El Hashemoyim. We want to lift our hearts to the hands El Hashemoyim. Esu Kapai Masas Kapai.
Been forever and was never destined to fall into the hand of oil. So, among a lot of reasons that he mentions here, mentioned one most important reason that the that Betzalel ben Uri, who the Mati Yehudo also he saw to it Choyoroshi only Melechas HaMishkan, that those who were in charge of building the Mishkan, Caleb, were miyuchosim letzadikim shebetah. He didn't take the greatest experts in the they had to know this too, but their first tonight in order to be engaged in working in the Beis HaMikdash was that there were miyuchosim sadik overhein shorso shchino b'mas yedeh. Therefore there was so much shchino in what they did shlonofa b'yad oivim that this mishkan never fell in the hands of oivim. Ah! Migdash shlomo shayu ose ha-melocha bo mitzu. Not only that there weren't Sadiqim Gemur, but as he stressed, Goyim were the ones who did it. Even though that the Shechina was there at the time when it stood, Nifsedu Chaloka, Vehutzrach, Vechal, and so on and so on. Nitzru, Nifsedu Chaloka, Vehutzrach, Vechal, 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 constantly, as we hear in Tanakh, he had to make remonts, to because it wasn't strong. The novel the self video. I will buy you shayin first. Next place, second. Shaloya bogam eicha. Now he says the Baal Shein was even worse. He mentions other marlas and the Baal Shein had none of these parts. So what the Sona wants to bring out here is that at all this beautiful thing that we are learning, there was one fundamental piece of the fundamental chizah.